Hello, hello, and welcome to a Facebook mailbag. I am all by my lonesome. I'm Drew Doherty, and there's no Mark Vandermeer because he's out of town. Patty Smith couldn't come. Nick Scherfield left a few weeks back, and the players and coaches gone as well. There's nobody that can help me answer some questions, so I'm going to do it by myself right here in my office, and hey, we'll have a little bit of fun. So let's get to your questions. First one comes from Alexander Philip Brandt. He says, who do you predict will score the first TD on Monday night against the Chargers? Foster, Johnson, Hopkins, maybe a defensive player? That's one of those great questions. It's a prop bet every single Super Bowl. Who's going to score that first touchdown of the game? For the Texans and the Chargers on Monday Night Football, the late game, why not go with the hometown guy? Arian Foster, he's from San Diego. He's also up on my wall here behind me. So I'll say number 23 gets into the end zone first because, hey, he got into the end zone more than anybody else did in 2012. Benny Botello has this one. How is the punting and kicking situation coming along? How's the rookie doing? Well, the punting situation should be better. You've signed one of the best punters of all time, if not the greatest punter of all time, in Shane Leckler. For the past 13 years, he's been an Oakland Raider. Has a 47.5 punting yard average. It's pretty good. And he is healthy and ready to rock. As far as the rookie, that's the kicker. And he is Randy Bullock of Texas A&M. Was competing last year during training camp with Shane Graham. Had a groin injury, but he's all healed. And by all accounts, he is booming his kickoffs and been pretty accurate kicking field goals and extra points and all that. And don't forget John Weeks. He's the long snapper. Obviously, when Bullock is kicking field goals, Shane Leckler will be the holder. Brian Mays has this. Can I get some training camp tickets for Saturday? I went to the web too late. Thanks. No, you did not go to the web too late. And yes, you can get training camp tickets. It's coming up in the next week or so. Stay with us on Twitter, on Facebook, on HoustonTexans.com. We'll have that information for you. It's coming out, though, in the next week or so. And you can expect training camp to start at the end of July. George Nicholas Securis has this. Is there a possibility that the Texans or Cowboys could move within the same division in the future so we can have a Texas rivalry every season? I suppose there's always a possibility, but I don't think it's going to happen because it's one of those, if it ain't broke, don't fix it type of deal. The Cowboys have played in the NFC East for a long time. They've got fantastic rivalries with the Redskins, with the Giants, and with the Philadelphia Eagles. So there's no reason for the NFL to mix things up. And the Texans have a nice set of rivalries brewing with their central opponents. So no, I don't think you're going to see that ever happen, at least anytime soon. That's going to do it for this Friday Facebook mailbag. We love hearing from you. And I promise I'm going to have somebody sitting next to me next time we do this. So long.